It's time for Central Iowa Today on News Talk 1230 KFJB AM and 93.9 FM.
Good afternoon, Central Iowa, and welcome back to another episode of Central Iowa Today. I'm your host, Zach Tomish, and today we're joined with Marshall County Conservation Director, Emily Herring. How are you doing today, Emily?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing well. I appreciate you stopping by once a month. We get a little double dose of conservation today, as we had Emma Bruck on this morning, but now we've got the director here with Emily Herring. A little bit of a budget meeting today, I hear.
Yeah. So this is the time of year when we go in and we defend our requests to the Board of Supervisors and our budgets, and kind of stressful, but I have to admit it's fun for me too, because it's my opportunity to show the Board of Supervisors what we've been accomplishing and what we've been getting done, and just having open, honest conversations. It's been a really great working opportunity with these Board of Supervisors. So I'm glad it's over, but I am also very appreciative of that time they give me.
Yeah, first meeting there with Kevin Goodman, time, you know, he's coming in as a new Marshall County Supervisor. Also, interesting time just because of everything going on with Lost right now. So
yes,
tough conversations, I'm sure, in conservation for you guys. If we're down $1.7 million in the county, I imagine a lot of that might come out of your budget.
Absolutely. That Lost is such a huge thing. And again, I think we've said it over and over, this is not a new tax. This is a tax that has been in the books for a while. It's not going to go away either. So if you don't vote yes for it, it's not like you're going to see that money come back. That money will just go to a different funding area. And so it's really important in keeping county facilities up and running and maintained, especially with us for county conservation, you know, like the Greencastle Campground and Timmins Grove. Those are the funds that go to those projects. And so our parks are very heavily used. We had over 350,000 visitors in our parks this last year. And so, you know, with visitors, there's garbage, there's, you know, wear and tear, and there's use. And so that's what those funds are used for. And it's really important that that loss passes, so that way we are not seeing a decrease in the opportunities and the quality that we give the public.
Yeah, so that special election for the unincorporated areas in Marshall County will come up, I believe, March 4th. It's that first Tuesday in March. Again, the yes vote just means the money stays in Marshall County. So that's going to get collected no matter what. But, you know, you brought up things like Greencastle. You guys are doing a lot of stuff out there beyond your budget, you know, with the help through the Friends of Marshall County Conservation as well. What's going on? I think we've got phase two or something coming up, right?
Yeah. So, you know, phase one went great and smooth. We are just waiting on a water tank to finish that out. And hopefully then we'll be able to get that done early spring and have the campground up and running by then. The cool thing was we did get additional funding through grants. And so and the project original project came in under budget. So we were able to shift funds to phase two, which means that we will be adding another additional 14 campsites onto Greencastle. And that project went out to bid, came back $100,000 under, which is amazing. We are so glad to be able to have that. And then that is supposed to be done in June. So by midsummer next year, Greencastle will have 30 campsites for people to be able to go and camp at.
Yeah.
And a playground, which our friends all fundraised for. The Board of Supervisors also helped support that project. Community Foundation helped support that project. I mean, it is amazing all the things that we got going on down there, but Greencastle will look a lot different. And if you haven't been down there, I'd encourage you to take a drive down.
And flushies, right, down
flush
there, too?
Flush toilets and showers. Yeah, there's a six-stall bathroom shower house. And it's family style. That means the bathroom and the shower is all in one. So if you're camping down there with your family, you can take your kids into one bathroom. That was kind of always a problem in the past. So it's, yeah, six-stall bathrooms. It's going to be great. And if you use our shelter house down there, a lot of people use Gander Lookout Shelter House. There's never been flushing toilets, but right across is where the bathroom shower house is at. So we use that, rent that facility. You now have flushing bathrooms as well. So a great improvement.
Yeah. Working for the Boy Scouts, the biggest thing that parents would always say when they would come and visit summer camp, and it was always typically from the adults, is we want flushable toilets. And so that add-in is going to open up, I think, to a lot of people that may not go down because they want those facilities.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've seen it with Timmins Grove. So Timmins Grove was another one that we got a lock-on grant as well as ARPA funds to pay to put in a shower house there. And this year already, we've seen $12,000 in income in camping. That's more. We usually saw $10,000 in a total year. So that bathroom shower house, that investment, that those grants, those alternative fundings that came in and we were able to put that structure in, has already seen a huge increase in use and also a huge increase into the county.
Yeah, so home base for you guys is typically Grimes Farm, right?
Okay. Yep.
And we've got usually the live and local concerts will start to kick off here in the spring. We have any updates happening out at Grimes Farm for things like that?
Yeah, so if anybody's been to a live and local concert, I'm guessing they've gotten hot.
Also in the middle of the summer. So.
They are in the middle of summer. And the amphitheater, the way it sits with the trees out there, it doesn't get a lot of shade. But one really cool thing that has happened is that we have had a gentleman step forward, and it's part of a memorial, Matthew Perkins Memorial. We are installing shades out there. They're screens that will be vertical. They're 28 feet tall, so very tall. But what that does, it'll block that sun and that setting sun during the live and local concerts. So the amphitheater will be shaded, and that construction we've got the areas flagged out, and we will put in the footings, which are massive, but we'll put those in here in the month of January.
Okay, and to just continue on things that are happening, Sand Lake, there's some stuff going on at Sand Lake as well.
Yeah. So, again, we got some ARPA funding through a relief act through the Board of Supervisors, and that was a while back. But I went ahead and I applied for a fish habitat grant, and we matched that fund. So we actually more than matched it, but we got a $50,000 grant, approximately. It was $46,000, to riprap that south shoreline, which is great. That provides habitat for fish, that allows fishermen to be able to get down to the shoreline easier. And then, of course, it prevents erosion, which is important because Main Street Road is right there. And so it also helps with water quality. So lots and lots of pros, but that additional grant funding allowed us to be able to riprap that south shoreline. And along that lines, with the, you know, making sure the water quality is great, we have been working with the fisheries biologist out of the Iowa Department of Natural Resource. They're the ones that they'll come in and they do the trout stockings, which occur every spring and fall. But this year they actually applied as well to get a bunch of walleye fry that we're going to be stocking into Sand Lake. And something that's really cool is that we are going to, the first time, be stocking blue cat into Sand Lake, and blue catfish. Blue catfish. Sorry, such slang for a natural reason. You know, I say blue cat to a park ranger or somebody in the field, they'll know exactly what I was talking about. The public, not so much, probably. But no, blue catfish. And the cool thing about that is that they only stock those in two. This will be the second lake in eastern Iowa that has those stocked in it. So that's kind of a cool new thing that is going to be happening. Obviously, it'll take them a while to grow, but then there'll be some nice blue cat, big blue cat in Sand Lake.
Yeah, catfish.
I did it again, didn't I?
So we're joined today with Emily Herring, the Marshall County Conservation Director, just talking about some things that are coming up at the different properties across Marshall County. One thing at the end of the year, you guys did a Christmas bird count. This is something you guys do annually. What are some stats or anything? What did we see while we were looking up in the skies then?
Yeah, so what it is annually we go and we spend the day birding. We have a 15-mile diameter circle. I think it's 15-mile diameter. And you have to stay in that area. You divide it up between different volunteers, and then you just drive those areas and you count all the birds you see. And it was a good day, got a little windy in the afternoon, but it was a lot better than the 30-mile-an-hour day that we originally had planned to do it. We have volunteers, and so then you just count everything you see, and what that does is it kind of gives us a record of what the bird populations are doing. And it was a good year. We probably didn't see as many different species as we have in the past, but again, a lot of diverse species. Our group found 30 different species in our section, and we traveled close to 80 miles on gravel roads and around the county trying to find those birds. So it's a cool experience, and it's really important. It's through the Audubon Society. It's been going on for 126 years, I think. So a lot of data there about bird populations in the United States.
You'd be proud of me. I gave my stepdad a Midwest Birds book because he's getting into bird watching. He wanted a specific Roger Troy Peterson. I don't know if you know
Peterson,
artist.
Yeah.
Is that the right way to go?
It is a good start. Yep, absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
So he's going to be having some fun identifying all the birds out in their yard as the year goes on. One thing coming up, typically you guys do some sort of pancake feed, right? We want to get that on people's calendar.
Absolutely. Mark your calendar. The first Saturday in March will be the pancake feed. That is syrup from Grammar Grove and that we've made. And it's a fundraiser for work out at Grammar Grove. And they're delicious pancakes and great syrup and great time to get out and meet people.
People can find registrations at marshallcountyia.gov.
Yep, or you can always check our Facebook page. That's also a good way, too.
Marshall County Conservation?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Emily, I appreciate you stopping by once a month and letting us know what's going on.
Thank you.